Nestled among the Starbucks and CVS pharmacies on Greenfield Road and 10 Mile in Southfield and Oak Park are clusters of Orthodox synagogues and Hebrew schools. There's a deli on almost every corner and lots of other Jewish-owned businesses. So it sure seems like this guy, the one who caught measles in New York, did his best to visit a lot of them, including a kosher grocery store, a yeshiva, and Congregation Yagdel Torah, where I meet David Shapiro.
I generally study here in the mornings, and I was studying, I think it was on Tuesday, and there was somebody that I didn't recognize sitting nearby who was coughing his head off.
Shapiro says it's not unusual to see a stranger at the synagogue. There's a Jewish hospitality house right across the street that welcomes people from all over the world. Shapiro didn't want to be rude.
Well, after a minute or two, when I saw the coughing was incessant, I picked up with the fellow that I was studying with, and we moved a few tables away so that I thought I'd be out of range.
Turns out that stranger was the one with measles. County health officials called the synagogue a couple days later. Measles is extremely contagious. You can catch it 2 hours after an infected person has left a room. But Shapiro had measles when he was 4, so he thinks he'll be okay. Dr. Gary Ross of Beaumont Hospital is also a member of the synagogue. He says, of course, there are Orthodox Jews living here who aren't vaccinated and who don't vaccinate their kids. But
the vast majority of our community, in terms of the members of the Orthodox synagogues, are vaccinated.
Ross found out about the measles case the way virtually every Orthodox Jew in the community did. A series of text messages and emails sent by synagogues and schools spread through the community in just a few hours. Dr. Russell Faust is medical director for the Oakland County Health Division. He says because of this communication network, it's been pretty easy to get crucial information to Orthodox Jews. First off,
people who are not vaccinated have at least a 95% chance, if they're exposed, of becoming infected with measles. This is an incredibly efficient virus.
A couple other things. If you are not vaccinated and you get a measles vaccine within 72 hours of being exposed, it could help you stay healthy. Also, if you're a high-risk person who shouldn't get a vaccine, you can be treated within 6 days of exposure with immune globulin. Faust is more worried about the people in this area who aren't Orthodox Jews.
We have the sense we're waiting for the other shoe to drop right now, just because of the number of potential exposures. And of course, we have no idea how many of those people potentially exposed are unvaccinated.
There may be reason to worry. Oakland County has one of the lowest vaccination rates in Michigan. We'll know more in a week or two. The Centers for Disease Control says measles symptoms generally show up about 7 to 14 days after a person is infected. I'm Tracy Samilton.